The state of Massachusetts may be forced to review 60 prison sentences given to teenagers after the U.S. Supreme Court limited the use of life sentence for teenage killers in a ruling yesterday. In the decision, the court said automatic sentences of life without parole for anyone found guilty of committing a murder before the age of 18 is cruel and unusual punishment. WBUR's Deborah Becker has our story.
Several local attorneys are reviewing the high court's ruling to see if it might pertain to any of the more than 60 Massachusetts inmates who were automatically sentenced to life without parole for murders committed before they were 18. Attorney Ingrid Martin's client, Joe Donovan, was sent to prison for his involvement in a murder that occurred when he was 17 years old.
We'll counsel as a team, but certainly this, you know, the basic ruling by the Supreme Court definitely leads you to believe that Joseph Donovan is serving an unconstitutional sentence and that a judge needs to take another look at this.
During an interview at MCI Shirley this year, Donovan said he was hopeful that the high court might open the door so he could someday be considered for parole. He said that's because his 2 decades in jail have been tough on his loved ones.
The hardest thing, hands down, about being here is the pain I caused my family. Hardest thing. You know, just the pain that, like, you know, they have to come up here and be subject to this. It's really a slow death. It's like sort of like the death penalty, only it's by increments.
Another high-profile case involves John Odgren. He's the teen who fatally stabbed a classmate that he didn't know in a restroom at Lincoln Sudbury High School in 2007. His father is Paul Odgren.
There aren't any magic words about a case like my son's or about other kids, but until you're dragged into this, I don't think you could possibly understand what the implications are of taking a very young person and saying that's it for them forever.
Massachusetts prosecutors say judges already use discretion in cases involving juveniles, and mandatory life sentences are used only in extreme cases. Suffolk County District Attorney spokesman Jake Wark.
Prosecutors seek this punishment for the worst of the worst, and that's what we see here. It's a small number of juveniles who are, in fact, the worst of the worst.
In Massachusetts, state law changed in 1996, automatically sending juveniles charged with murder to adult court, where a conviction carries the mandatory adult sentence. The law change came amid a string of high-profile murders involving teens, perhaps most notably Eddie O'Brien. He was convicted of brutally murdering his friend's mother. Tom Riley, who was Middlesex County DA then, says because O'Brien stabbed someone 97 times, he should never be let out. Riley called the Supreme Court ruling discouraging. Some juvenile justice advocates say they're disappointed too.
I recognize that we have a long way to go in terms of how we deal with young people in our justice system.
Dwayne Betts spent more than 8 years in prison for a crime he committed at age 16. He's now a Soros Justice Fellow at Harvard University. He says the experience of prison on a young person can make it less likely that they'll ever be paroled.
More importantly, what happens to young people when they find themselves in prison, and the degree to which what happens to them changes and alters and keeps them from ever being able to be the kind of individuals that most parole boards are looking for.
While parole board and courtroom appeals are likely, it's also expected that lawmakers in Massachusetts and in the 28 other states that mandate juvenile life without parole sentences will have to review their state laws as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.